So you asked me if I was Mexican?
Uh-huh.
Why?
Because
I'm brown-skinned like you?
Because some white people have what a brown skin.
¿Y su gente? Where are they from?
America.
America? Were your parents born in America, in the United States, or were they born in Mexico?
They were born in...
You don't...
Mexico.
Where in Mexico?
Mi papá in Mexico, y mamá en la U.S.
En los Estados Unidos? ¿Y usted? ¿No? ¿Qué? ¿No entiende o qué? You're not a Mexican? What are you? You brown?
I'm not a black person, a white person.
So what? You don't want to be Mexican? Talk to me. What? You don't want to be Mexican?
He's shy.
Why? And how old are you?
8.
8?
Wait, is this the wrong bus?
No. He put it right there. I didn't have any tape.
I will get you some.
No, that's okay. Thanks anyway. So how many brothers and sisters do you have?
Huh?
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
One sister and one brother.
So do you go to Mexico to visit in the summertime?
I have a cousin.
Everybody's got a cousin.
Me too.
Yeah? And? Is he speaking Spanish?
Uh-huh.
Why? I thought he said he wasn't Mexican.
Well,
what?
There's probably, in our school, there's this room, where they just speak Mexican.
Spanish.
Like people go in a homeroom, but during match and everything, they go up there and speak Spanish. Only the Hispanic people.
Cool. Yeah. So did you learn Spanish first or English first?
English.
Good. That's good.
Why?
Because you're in the United States. You learn English first, Spanish second. Otherwise, then you go to school and you can't understand anything because your parents taught you nothing but Spanish.
Do you have any strong?
No, I don't. Sorry. And you guys got assigned seats, right?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Is that your assigned seat?
I have 3.
You have 3 assigned seats?
Well, 3 or 4. Because, there's this one kid and this one kid, my cousin and this one fifth grader that got in a fight and everything. So, whenever they ride and stuff, we all range seats and, right here.
Okay, so you're in middle school.
Huh?
So you're in middle school.
No, that's not the assigned seats, really.
Oh, what grade are you in?
5th.
You're in middle school.
No.
Are you in middle school?
No.
Middle school?
I should be.
Middle school doesn't start till 6th grade?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you're going to graduate this year into middle school.
Yeah, I should be in 6th grade.
You failed?
No, I had all my tumor in my back, so...
Oh, so you had surgery?
Yeah.
And you were gone for a year or what?
Yeah, half a year, 6 months.
Ouch. And you're all better now?
Mm-hmm.
Was it cancerous?
Huh?
Was it malignant?
Yeah, kind of cancerous.
So
I do everything now.
So what?
I hit ramps bigger than the bus.
Really?
Yeah, it's cool.
So did they say why you got a tumor? Could you walk?
No.
Where was it?
I had to learn how to do everything.
Where was the tumor at?
In my back.
Where at? In your back?
Spine.
Oh, owie. So you don't have any pins or needles or screws or anything like that? Oh, they just chopped a big chunk of your back out?
Yeah, one day this lady, she was across the room in my locker because I crawled over across the room in the hospital. I had to go to the Chicago hospital because of Rockville Memorial. Thought I was crying for attention, but then they took us to Chicago and then right away they found out I had tumor. everything, and like whenever I was getting better, the therapy girl said, "Alright, I'm not giving you back your walker, and every time you crawl over to it, you're not gonna get it back. I'm gonna move it away from you." So then I sat there for a minute and just got up and walked.
Wow. Cool. So do you have like brothers and sisters?
I have two cousins that ride this bus. Well, I have two sisters and no brothers.
Oh, so you're the only boy? Are you the youngest?
No, my grandma adopted 7 kids. 5.
Wow.
Me, Dayton, Dalton, Justice, Cody.
You live over on what, Edna?
Huh?
Do you live on Edna or you?
Yeah, Edna.